Alan, a great win, but it got a little bit hairy, didn't it?
Yeah, we know how to make things difficult for ourselves. I don't know what Tommy said in his interview. I wasn't there. I was still in the changing room with the lads, but the last few minutes were difficult, to say the least, especially the free kick at the end, because they were a threat from set pieces, a big strong team. That was their threat today. But yeah, we know how to make it difficult for ourselves. I mean, the goals we conceded were avoidable again. But going forward, we look quite good, and I think in the second half with the extra man, and once we brought Phil on, who obviously with the extra man is the type of player who can control the pace of the game and the passing the ball, and we created a lot of chances, and to be fair, we could have had five or six.
Yeah, there were plenty of chances, there was plenty of pressure, but it was almost getting to the point, blimey, is the ball going to go in when it was 2-1?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it could have been one of them games where, you know, we create a lot of chances and don't take the chances and end up getting a disappointing draw. But the fact that we're creating a lot of chances is positive. You know, we looked like I know we've got the extra man, so you'd expect that, but sometimes that can be difficult. Yeah. How many times have we played against teams where they've had a player sent off and then they just shut up shop, literally get 10 men, all 10 men behind the ball, you know, and they're difficult to break down. But at least we were creating some chances, and like I said, Dave Sayers, for me, I'd have put my house on him scoring there. He's one of the best finishers we've got at the team. His goal scoring record is excellent, and he had a really good game when he came on. I'd have put my house on him. So I'm sure if he gets that opportunity again, he'll score. Stacey had a good chance with the header. He said the lad just give him a little nudge, but he still fancy him. Tomo does what Tomo does. I've been saying to him that he needs to score more goals for us. He's getting there, he's creating, he looks dangerous, but he knows that. He hasn't really finished it off, and today he did. So to get two goals, because the penalty doesn't count, I've told him that, it's not a real goal. So to get two goals, I never wanted to take them, but in an important game is vital for him, for his confidence and for the team.
They were two very well taken goals, weren't they? I mean, the first one when he cut past the two defenders and drove it past the keeper, and his second one, coolness itself to keep his composure and considering the circumstances to score the winner.
Well, he's got that. Tomo's got that. He's a bit of an all-rounder, you know. Nowadays, when I first came to the club, sort of four or five years ago, whatever it was, he wasn't an all-rounder. When we didn't have the ball, he was a bit of a passenger. But when he did have the ball, he was an absolute game winner. And his game's improved, and now he gives you everything. We can rely on him defensively. We know what he's got going forward. He's strong in the air. He communicates. He scores goals. He can assist goals. He really has got the full package. He's a great lad, and that's why he's played every game since we've got here, because he gives us that. He's a reliable player. He hasn't scored as many as he wanted. But today, hopefully, that'll kickstart something for him where he can get on the score sheet. You sometimes get them in little patches, or it takes to score one before it breaks the mould, and you can start really sort of getting your numbers up. But Tomo's been excellent. But I mean, when I was playing with him years and years ago, I used to say to him, look, don't get frustrated about giving the ball away. If you've got the ball and you're 1v1, don't even think about passing it. I said, you run at him. Run at him constantly. Be super positive. Get at him. I said, if you give the ball away, I said, it's my job to get it back. My job is to get the ball and then give it to someone better. Your job is to get the ball from me and do that and win games. And if you give it away 9 out of 10 times, it doesn't matter. I'll get it back. And then, you know, that 10th time, that might be the winning goal. And that's what he did today. And he was super positive for his first goal. Sorry for the penalty. He was super positive for his second goal. You know, running at the lad, getting through in between two or three players. And a great finish, great hard strike. And then, you know, a bit of composure at the end there to get the touch and to compose himself and to get the shot off.
Does it mean now you might be able to sleep a little bit more at night, now that we've picked up this victory?
Sleep a little bit more suggests that I've been sleeping at all, which I haven't. I don't think I've slept in weeks. It's been really difficult. And I was just saying, I got a text from my mum about 10 minutes ago. I got a text from my mum. You know, I was really expecting a real positive text message. Well done, son. You know, you've deserved it. And, you know, it's been coming and this, that, and the other. The only thing she said was, you still haven't got a clean sheet. You need to pull your finger out. So, you know, it's back to the drawing board on Tuesday, so there's lots to... But it's a nice thing. It comes to me, but we've still got lots to work on. It certainly wasn't the finished article, the performance today. There was lots of positives. Tomo, obviously. Ben, the new lad who came on, Trotman, great to see him back fully fit. I thought Joe did well. I thought Leon was nice and solid. You know, Phil, when he came on, was excellent. Caton, when he came on, was a real, like, spark, you know. Dave Sayers. excellent coming on, just playing just behind Stichy. Great. I mean, we know with Dave, what Dave's got, he's got quality in every department, and his timing of his runs and the way he crops up in the box, he should be, you know, you can see why he's got a good goal scoring record, but he was superb. Stichy again, you know, putting himself around, doing a lot of hard work, but it was good. I'm still disappointed with some of the defending. I felt we got bullied a little bit today. I felt we looked susceptible for set pieces. I felt we lost our discipline on occasion. But yeah, mostly it was getting bullied. I don't like getting bullied by teams. I don't see why we should.
You never were as a player.
No. But you don't have to be big. You don't have to be big, strong. You don't have to be tough on a football pitch. You know, you're protected. You're going to be all right. But I see them getting intimidated. I see sometimes we get intimidated by teams, and there's no need for it, because you're not. What can they do? What can they do? You know, and it's getting that across to them. But I felt we were slightly intimidated, slightly bullied at times, and we got slightly ragged. When we conceded the first goal, we got ragged. We started, which is a problem we've had. We start well, we get the goal up, or we start well, we quite solid. The moment we have a setback, things go ragged for 5-6 minutes, and we usually concede again, and we can't get back in the game. That's all about when things get setbacks, because you'll always get a setback in a game. That's when you've got to get composed and reorganise, and your experienced players calm everyone else down, and you know, you keep your shape and you just do it simple. But
great 3 points, and now we can look forward with more confidence to the Blyth game.
Well, I think the winter day makes the previous two results look a lot better. I think if we draw today, it's a disappointing run of three draws, because I think we should have got more at Alfreton. We possibly should have got more against Chorley. But like I say, you make your own luck, so we give opportunities away, we give free kicks, we give goals away. But they were two disappointing draws, but after today it makes them look a lot better, and it was a good result. And so yeah, we're going in with a nice positive attitude, and sort of three games unbeaten, playing against obviously Blyth, who not on the greatest of runs. So they might be making a few changes. There might be a little bit of lack of confidence. There might be a little bit of uncertainty about certain things. I know you get that. Whereas our lads hopefully are nice and positive. We are. Me and the gaffer are positive, and we've seen a lot of good things today. And we're looking forward to the next game, and hopefully we can just keep this run going.